Welcome to today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS. This is Mike Effner, and I'm joined now by a pair of Norwalk swimmers who have qualified for the state meet this Friday, and they are...
I am Mallory Betts. I'm a junior at Norwalk.
I'm Eva Smith, and I'm a sophomore at Norwalk.
And congratulations, first of all, on making it to the state swimming and diving meet this Thursday and Friday in Iowa City this year. Mallory, second year for you going to state, first time for you, Eva. Just how exciting is it to be able to compete at state? You'll be part of a relay there.
It's super exciting. Also, just a good way to grow as a person. Making state twice is super exciting for me.
I'm so excited. I worked really hard this year, and just having all my hard work pay off is a big accomplishment.
So you compete for Des Moines Lincoln. It's a partnership with Carlisle, Norwalk, Des Moines Lincoln, and maybe another school or two. But how much fun is that? I know it's a lot of work and a lot of travel to go up there for practices and everything, but how much fun do you have being able to compete as part of a team?
The drive is, it's not really anything. It's actually the most exciting part of my day. And then also, I like just meeting everyone. I've met so many people going to Lincoln and going to Carlisle, and it's just fun being a part of their schools.
Yeah, you get to know a lot more people outside of your like little circle of your school. And I have a kind of long drive, but honestly, it's fine because I get to experience like new places and go to different areas of where I wouldn't usually go.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's the 400-yard freestyle relay that you guys qualified in. Who will be your teammates at state?
It will be Lucy Clayton. She goes to Carlisle, will be then me, obviously, and then Maddie DeMeyer, she goes to Lincoln, and then Eva will finish us off.
Okay, and you'll have that same order at state that you did at the regional meet. Your time there, your qualifying time was 3:59.95. How did that compare to how you guys had done all season?
It was our biggest goal to go under 4 minutes. So
our goal is to get like a 3:50 this time, and we beat Indianola at districts by 0.08 seconds, and we made it to state and they did not. So it was really, really close. I'm so happy that we were able to do it.
Big shout out to Eva for out-touching the other people.
So very exciting there to get that 32nd qualifying spot for state. And you mentioned 3:50 now is the goal, so that's a lot of time. How much time did you take off at the regional meet?
I took off about a second, but I'm hoping with this taper this week, I'm going to shave off another 1 or 2 seconds.
I took off about 3 seconds from my taper, but also the 400 relay is at the very end of the meet, so you've already swam 3 events before, so you're tired and it's the last one, so it's really impressive to be able to swim a really good time. Mm-hmm. So we're hoping to get a better time this time since we're not tired after 3 events.
Right, that should help you out a lot. And what are some of the other events that you competed in at the district meet? Did any of them come close to qualifying?
I swim in the 100 fly. I placed 7th at districts. And then I also swam the other relays with my teammates.
I swam in the 200 relay, the 200 individual, and I was about 2 seconds off from state. I placed 6th on the podium, and I swam the 500, which I was like 10th overall at districts, and then I placed 5th on the podium with the 400 relay.
Okay, and I guess what would be your favorite races? I know we talked about this last year, Mallory, but has it changed at all in the last year? How would you rank your favorite events?
I would say my favorite event this year has definitely been 100 fly because it's definitely very hard and physically hard, but seeing my time drop every single time is like rewarding and just awesome.
My favorite event is probably the 500. I love seeing how I can get under 6 minutes. That I did that untapered this year, and it was like a really big accomplishment for me. It's very hard in the moment, but when you keep doing it, it's so happy when you drop time.
Once again, we're talking with Norwalk swimmers Mallory Betts and Eva Smith on today's Lely Radio Sports page. They are state qualifiers for Des Moines Lincoln and will be competing on Friday at the state meet. I guess what is key for you in that 100? It's one lap down and back, 2 laps down and back. Okay, thank you. What is key for you in that particular race or that leg of a relay to do your best?
I would say my main focus I'm going to focus on to have us drop time is not breathing and fast arms.
Yeah, you really need to focus on not breathing within the flags, breathing as like least as possible, and having really fast arms and fast legs.
Mm-hmm. Just take me back a little bit here. When did you get your start in swimming, and you know, how long have you been swimming competitively?
I started swimming when I was like 8 or 9, and it was actually one of my teachers that like introduced me to the sport, and I've just been swimming ever since.
I started at a country club when I was around 4, and then when I was in middle school, I started swimming at the Y, so it's been like in my life forever.
And as far as the team this year, how did you guys do the rails as a team in duels?
I feel like we did overall super well. We all improved times, and we had some pretty good wins.
Yeah, we only lost a few times, and we did great this season with the amount of girls we had.
So the state meet is Friday, as we talked about, at Iowa City. That'll be a new venue for you, Mallory. You swam at Marshalltown last year at state, and I understand you guys are going maybe a day ahead of time to kind of get used to that pool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are going up tomorrow morning and then spending the night together and then competing on Friday.
Yeah, tomorrow we have a walkthrough or like an introducing of all the teams.
Parade of teams.
The parade of teams. So we're going to do that Thursday and get a little practice in and then swim on Friday.
About what time will you compete then on Friday?
I would say like 11 to like 1. It's any time in between there.
Yeah, it'll be past noon, but it has the championships at last. So we'll probably compete between like 1 and 3.
Okay. So you have to compete to get in the final. There'll be like a preliminary and a final, two races?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You qualified 32nd. As you look at it now, what are some of the goals for the relay team at state as far as time and place and then just individually for yourselves?
I'd say individually, definitely drop time and hopefully as a team together, make it at least 31st or 30th.
Yeah, we want to do better than when we qualified. My personal goal is to drop 1 to 2 seconds from when I swam at districts. And honestly, I'm just happy about making it there.
Yeah. Eva, how much do you relish the role of being the anchor and, you know, the last one to bring it home?
I love being the anchor. It makes me so happy because I enjoy trying to go all out and beating the person next to me. That's what really gets me going. So being the anchor is like the perfect spot for me.
Mm-hmm. And this will be Eva's first state meet. Mallory, you competed at state last year. What would your advice be to her about how to handle the nerves and just competing at state?
You were there with us, so you should know how it is. She was our manager last year. But I would definitely say keep your cool and don't overthink it.
All right, that's Norwalk swimmers Mallory Betts and Eva Smith, state qualifiers from Norwalk for the Des Moines-Lincoln team. They'll be competing on Friday. Girls, good luck. Congratulations on what you've done so far.
Thank you so much for having this interview with us.
Thank you.